following a safety audit carried out by the OPW, it has reopened again this week and is available to attract tourism back to the South Sligo region. Now, this is an issue that I've been liaising with the OPW on, and I'm delighted that following an agreement with the local community workers that we have access to opening and closing the castle, which is available from 10 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. daily. So it's located beside Ballymote Town Park and Railway Station, and there's ample car parking available. But it's a major tourism attraction for our region, and it's good news that it's back open again to attract many visitors to the area.
Presumably there's a sense of relief in the community that it has reopened on time for the summer months.
Yes, a lot of people in the Ballymote region had contacted me about this, and it was unfortunately disappointing that it had to close, but it had been closed on safety grounds, which everybody can appreciate that it had to be made safe before the reopening. And there's a huge amount of history going back over the last couple of hundred years on the castle, and unfortunately with it being that long in existence, there are works that have to be carried out. And in fairness to the OPW, they have been keeping a good eye on the structure and ensuring that it is safe. And it's good that the public now can avail of something that is in our locality that offers so much in history to visiting tourists, and also to the local people who walk through the beautiful town park, and a compliment Ballymote Tidy Towns on the great work they carry out maintaining the grounds of Ballymote Community Park. And it's another asset to our community in Ballymote.